Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
More about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying. I'm sorry, 34 after the hour. I'm on the wrong side of the clock. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. You know who I am. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Rich Galen is here. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and he's the purveyor and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, where he delivers the twice weekly cyber column on many things, including sometimes politics, sometimes gardening. And he's a former press secretary to Vice President Dan Quayle. He was worked for Newt Gingrich at one point in time. He's a global business and political leader and a great American, and our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's very nice of you to say all those things.
It's good to have you back. So, okay, Rich, I'm going to go first here.
Okay.
16 years ago today, I got off the air, and I had just interviewed the director of the World Trade Center in St. Louis on September 11th, 2001. I'd been on the air for almost four years, and I got off the air and shut everything down, went out of my studio, went to the car to go to another business that I owned, and I turned the radio on, and I heard the announcer say something about a plane crashing into a building in New York City, and I thought, well, I'm a pilot. Aviation is something I'm fascinated with, so I said, I think I'll go back in and see what that's all about. So I turned the car off, went back in the building, sat down, turned the television on, sat there for 5 minutes in time to watch the second plane fly into the other tower.
That's interesting.
That was my 9/11 morning. Go ahead.
It's almost exactly the same story that I have. Back in those days, by the way,
I didn't leave the seat almost all day.
I was going to say, you were there for the next 3 days.
Yeah.
But I had a stand-up desk that I worked from because I thought sitting on the couch for 10 hours a day was not that good for my health. So, and I have the TV on all the time, but I just use it as background noise. I mean, I'm looking at websites now all day long. So I was working on something else, and my wife called and said, what are you watching? And I said, turn on classic movies. And she said, turn on CNN. So I did, and I same exact thing. Just in time to see the second plane hit the building.
Yeah, I knew the world was. I knew the world had changed when I saw that, and I thought it was a 737, and it turns out it was a 757.
Yeah, they were.
But when I saw it bank over the Hudson there and make that turn, and he had to turn it sharp to get it in there. When I saw that, I said the world is not going to be the same after this.
Well, you know, I used to have a game on my computer called Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yep.
And I'd forgotten this until just now. And I went back and tried to recreate that, just what you just described, using a 757 mm-hmm. as the plane. And I more than not missed the building. It wasn't that easy to do.
No, and I'll tell you, and I don't mean to give these guys any credit. We don't mean to do that. But the other thing that I said was, people don't realize the skill it took to put that plane that flew into the Pentagon on the deck. It's not easy, believe it or not, folks.
Yeah.
To meter out the altitude and get a plane to fly in to a building the way they did that one.
Right.
I mean, it's those guys were determined. They had some training, and they were not the only point I'm making here. Is they were devoted to their cause, and we don't ever need to let that get out of our head, do we?
No, that's exactly right.
They're determined.
When the Pentagon plane hit, I went out on my front steps, and I could see the smoke from the fire.
Yeah.
Because it's not that
far. Yeah.
But it changed everything. I mean, nothing has been the same since whatever time that was when that first plane hit the building.
We're still commemorating this. We're still commemorating this. We're going to be doing it today. It'll be blended in with the hurricane news. And maybe take Mr. Trump off the front pages a little bit, the Trump administration and his guys and his big buddies in Congress off the front page, but it's still big. It's still a day to commemorate after 16 years.
And well, I wrote a column about it this morning. I reprised a column that I'd written on September 15th. I wrote it on Friday for Saturday, right after the attack. And it had to do with the President Bush then, when he went to Ground Zero, and stood there with that bullhorn.
Hey, Rich, hold that thought, folks. I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask Rich, are we any better?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.